Earlier this spring, I was camping in the woods, 4 hours north of where I live. There was a small lake that I'd go to a lot. It was never crowded, or even really known about, I don't think, so it made for a nice peaceful getaway every time I went. When I got there on the first day and set everything up, nobody else was there. The lake wasn't too big and was surrounded by a grassy beach with the woods around it, so I could see pretty much all around the lake. Not too long after I arrived, I saw a man come out of the woods on the other side and set up a tent. He looked like an average camper and was keeping to himself for the first little while. Before sundown, though, I saw him making his way around the lake and over toward my campsite. He had a friendly smile and introduced himself as William. He said he wasn't sure if I saw him set up camp or not, but he saw me across the lake and just wanted to say hi since we were both out in the middle of nowhere at a lake that nobody usually comes to. We talked for a while, and he was really cool actually. William was 26, which was around the same age as me, and we both liked this camping spot because of how secluded it was. After talking for 30 minutes, he went back to the other side of the lake as the sun was coming down. Not much else happened that night, but in the morning, we ended up talking and hanging out for most of the day. He shared a six-pack of beers with me, and we sat on the beach and had some good casual conversations. When we went back to our tents at the end of the day, I was sitting by my small campfire and was really happy I'd met William. He seemed like the perfect buddy to go camping with, maybe some other time. As it got later though, I started getting ready to stomp out the fire and go to bed, when I saw William walking around the lake. His campfire had gone out a while ago, so I thought he was in his tent already, sleeping, but apparently not. He walked up to my campfire, and right away, something was different about him.
"Hey, everything good, man?"
I said. He smiled and was suddenly back to how he was before, but he said he came over to ask if I wanted to see a cool spot he found that had a great view. I said it was kind of late to be going out, but he assured me that the view was great because it was dark out. The way he was hyping it up made me feel like I couldn't not see it. And what would be the point in camping out in the woods if I just passed up the good views? I got up and followed him to the other side of the lake, then trailed behind him as he led us through the woods. There was no path or anything, so I pretty quickly knew that whatever spot this was, William had to have been there many times before to know the exact way without getting lost, especially out in the dark. We walked for maybe 15 minutes before William started slowing down. He pointed ahead and smiled like this was the view, but when I walked in front of him and looked out, there was a small structure. It was an old RV, or camper, that looked like it had been abandoned and succumbed to the elements for years. Moss grew all over it, and holes of rust covered the siding. I turned back to look at William, wondering what this was, but his face was now cold and empty. He looked like he was a different person.
"William? What is this?"
He didn't answer. Feeling a rush of fear, I started frantically looking around, and that's when I heard the rusty metal door swing open behind me. I only saw for a quick second as someone else came running out before I started sprinting away. I could hear both William and the other person following close behind, but I gave my every strength to keep going until I lost them. By then, I'd run so far into the woods that I had no idea where I was. I just kept walking and keeping my eyes on the trees until the sun came up. By the time I found my way back to the lake, I saw from the tree line that all of my camping gear was gone. It looked as if I was never even there. I stayed hidden and got back on the trail, making it back to my car. I made a report with the local police, but they never mentioned finding anything. I don't think they even really looked, to be honest. What was planned for me that night is horrifying to think about, but at least I got out before having to witness it firsthand. I had booked an Airbnb several weeks in advance in a town I'd never been to. A client I was meeting for work lived in the area, so I was only staying there for a day and then driving back home afterward. The drive was 3 hours, and when I pulled into the driveway and got out, the neighborhood it was in was very quiet. Most of the house's lights were off, and trees covered the lawns, blocking out most of the view. The only thing I really saw was a person walking down the road. They were far down, and nothing really looked off about it, but for some reason it just gave me a strange feeling. I went up and unlocked the door, going inside and situating myself. It was a very average house, nothing really special about it, but was great for what I needed it for. After making my rounds and checking the place out, I opened the front door to get my other bag from my car. As I stepped onto the porch, though, I noticed someone standing in the road. It was the person I'd seen walking a few minutes ago, but they weren't walking anymore. They were just standing in the road and facing the Airbnb. As I started walking toward my car, they noticed me and started walking away. I kept my eye on them while I was out there, getting suspicious about whatever that was. They seemed to just keep walking though, continuing down the street. I went back inside and made sure it was all locked up, then opened the garage and pulled my car in, just to be safe. Throughout the next couple hours, I did a few checks outside to see if that guy was still walking around. I didn't see him anymore though, and having to get up early the next morning, I went to bed. I slept decently, waking up a few times during the night, but my alarm went off at 4 a.m. for me to finally get up. The sun was still down, so it was still dark outside. But I groggily sat up in my bed and right away saw a light coming under the bedroom door. I didn't remember leaving any lights on, though I thought I somehow must have just overlooked a kitchen light or something. I got out of bed and walked up to the door, but just before I opened it, I heard something on the other side. It sounded like something moving around at the end of the hallway. I opened the door, seeing it was the living room light that was on, which I immediately knew I definitely would have turned off. The sound continued though, as I walked down the hallway and looked into the living room. A guy was in the corner, searching through one of my bags. He had a black hoodie and ripped up jeans, which was exactly what the person I saw walking around wearing. I only looked at them for a second before they turned around and faced me. He didn't look startled at all. It was almost like he was expecting me. He dropped the bag on the ground and yelled at me to stay where I was. He began making his way over, and I only had a split second to decide what to do. I turned and ran back to the room, slamming the door shut just before he caught up to me. He rammed into it and tried to kick the door down, then started messing with the lock on the other side. I thought quickly and opened a window, jumping out and running away. By the time I was able to get police there, the man wasn't in the house anymore. My bags were gone too, of course. And to make things more terrifying, the bedroom door was opened. He had picked the lock and gotten in, so if I had just stayed and hid in the bathroom or something, who knows what would have happened. Police seemed to think there was more intent behind this man's actions, aside from just robbing me. So I pray he doesn't find me again. This happened in July of last year. My house was having some pretty big problems, and I was left without any power for several days while it was getting repaired. I worked from home, so this was a major issue, and I ultimately had to rent out an Airbnb to stay at for a few days, until the power was back on in my home. I don't live in the biggest city, so there weren't too many options for Airbnbs near me. The closest one that was at a reasonable price was about a 45-minute drive from my home. It was in an even smaller and secluded area of the city, which was often referred to as not the best section to live in. I was only staying for a few days though, so the amount I was saving was worth it. When I arrived, I went right inside and basically straight to bed, exhausted from everything going on with my house. In the morning, I got up early and started setting up my laptop and workspace. Just before I had to start work, though, there was a knock at the door. I debated whether or not to open it because it wasn't even my house, but thinking it might be the host or something, I went up and checked who it was. On the porch was a man, maybe early 30s, and covered in tattoos. He didn't look like an Airbnb host, or even like a salesperson. Unsure why he was here, and not really wanting to know, I figured I'd leave it. I walked away from the door and back to the desk, finishing getting ready and starting work. I had some meetings and a lot of work to catch up on from my absence the last few days. I don't think I left the desk until 8 p.m, and even then, I was considering going back to work after going out and picking up dinner. Only a couple minutes after I got back and started eating though, another knock came at the door. I immediately got up and went to check who it was, and I wasn't surprised to see it was that same guy from before. What could he possibly want from me this late in the day, though? I was actually more bothered than I was concerned. But again, I just walked away from the door and went back to eat my dinner. After 30 minutes, and around 10 p.m, I decided to work for at least another hour. I was tired, but the work had to get done, and I knew putting it off until tomorrow would just make me more stressed. I put my headphones in and tried to focus for the next hour. I got a lot done, and once I was satisfied, I finally closed my laptop for the night. I hadn't realized how dark it had gotten. I guess my laptop screen was the only light I had on. I went to the front and flicked on the light, and a chill instantly rushed through me. Going down the front hallway were faint but unmistakable shoe prints. Looking around, they were all over the place, even going right up behind the desk I was working at. Terrified, I slowly followed them down to the back door, which was cracked open. I don't even know how to describe what I was feeling. It was just pure horror. And only moments after this, footsteps started coming down the stairs. They were slow and careful, but when they got to the bottom, a man peered out into the hallway and looked directly at me. It was that same man, easily distinguishable with all the tattoos and everything, and he looked surprised to see me walking around. But that surprise quickly turned into rage. His face had no emotions other than irritation and anger. I was going to try to say something, but no words came out, and as my heart started pounding in my chest, I turned right back around and sprinted out the back door. I ran through the backyard and into some trees far behind the houses. I sat behind a tree and pulled my phone out, starting to dial 911, but quickly closed it when I heard footsteps running toward me. I didn't expect them to follow me, but luckily they passed by without seeing me and continued to run out into the dark. Once I got in contact with police, I went back to the Airbnb and waited for them. I gave a detailed description of the man, and they actually found him the next day. It was confirmed to be him by the tattoos I had noticed, and he'd actually broken into several homes in the days leading up, doing horrible things to those who lived in them. I don't know what he was planning to do to me, or why he seemed to have left me alone at first, but I can rest easy knowing he won't be able to do anything anymore. I was on a road trip from Portland to Chicago. It's nearly a 3-day drive, so I had some places booked to sleep at along the route. I didn't get too particular with what places I chose, but I went with Airbnbs so I could at least enjoy the road trip a bit more rather than staying in a crowded hotel. My first Airbnb was in Wyoming, and the route through the state doesn't pass through any big cities really, so it was in a really small town. It was probably no bigger than 2 or 3 miles long. As I passed the border into Wyoming, it started snowing heavily, only dragging on the long day of driving. By the time I got into town, the roads were covered in snow, and the sun had already set. It was pretty dead, though. I mean, I don't know much about small towns, but this seemed exactly how I thought it would be, especially in a low population state like Wyoming. I was hoping there would be a McDonald's or something that I could get a quick dinner from, but it was very clear that there wasn't going to be, so I drove through the town and turned down the road to my Airbnb. It was a long driveway leading up to a small home in the middle of a field with tall, snow-covered pine trees lined up in the front yard. I parked on the side and got out with my bag, then walked around to the front. I put in the code and got inside, closing the door behind me and turning on the lights. It was small, probably 500 square feet, with just a living room and bedroom. I took my shoes off and dropped my bag next to the bed, then sat on the couch. When I did, a thump came from the bedroom. I looked back at the doorway I had just come from. It was pretty loud, but I had no idea what it could have been. I got up and walked back, looking into the room and turning on the light. It was all the same. I went and checked the small bathroom that was in there as well, but it all looked good, and the only other door in the house was the bedroom closet. I walked over and tugged on the door handle, but it didn't budge. It seemed like it was locked from the other side. At first, I was pretty weirded out that a bedroom closet would be kept shut, but then I thought it could have been a maintenance closet the owner was storing stuff in. There were no other places to put anything, so that was the final conclusion I came to. I went back to the living room and rested my eyes on the couch while thinking through my plan for the next day. After 15 minutes, I got back up and went over to the window, looking out to see if the snow was still coming down and if the roads were even going to be drivable tomorrow. It was eerily dark outside, with no lights from the town showing behind the tall pine trees, and it was still snowing heavily. I shut the blinds and turned back to the couch, but I saw a shadow move in the bedroom. It was slow and smooth, like the shadow to a door opening or closing. I started walking over, listening as I approached the doorway and looked inside the room. Everything was in place, and nothing looked to have caused the shadow I saw, but I knew I saw something move in there. I continued looking around until my eyes fell back on the closet. It was still closed, but something gave me an unsettling feeling about it. I stepped up and grabbed the handle, and it opened with ease. It wasn't locked anymore. But inside, there wasn't anything. It was just a small and empty walk-in closet. Before I could fully process everything and try to put the pieces together, I heard someone behind me. When I turned around, a large man was standing in the doorway to the bathroom. He looked beaten and tired, having scratches and cuts all over his face. And as I stared at him, he didn't even seem to care. He stepped into the bedroom and kneeled down, grabbing a dirty and worn duffel bag from under the bed. The man then stood back up and didn't even look at me as he slowly walked out of the room and out the front door. I ran up and saw him trailing through the snow until he was beyond the lights from the house. I tried to get police involved, but after giving my description, they really only talked to the Airbnb host. After leaving town, I didn't get any more information. I think it's most likely that he was just using the place to sleep or something, but the way he looked makes me second guess that. I just can't even think of what could have happened if I went right to bed that night, with the man hiding in the closet just inches away from me. I was backpacking through a route I'd found in the Cascades National Park. It was an out-and-back trail that typically takes 3 days one way and 3 days back. I didn't know too much about it, or how popular of a trail it was, but when doing these long backpacking routes, it usually doesn't matter, because you'll most likely not run into many people anyway. On my third day out though, I passed by one of the campsites and saw a man sitting by his tent. I took a break and we talked for a bit, where he mentioned he was staying there for the night and heading to the peak of the trail on the following day. I told him that that's where I was heading today, and that I'll probably see him when he gets there. I left shortly after and got to what would be my campsite for the next 2 nights. The view was something I'd never experienced before and made for a great rest day and peak of the trail. For that whole day, nobody passed through, and when it came to night, I was still the only one camping there. I thought back to that guy I'd met at the campsite a day behind me, who said he'd be reaching this trail peak on this day. He never showed up, though. I thought he maybe decided to turn around for some reason, or just camp out for another day at the place he was already at. In the morning, I packed up and started back down the way I came, though I got a late start, so at the very least, I was hoping to make it to that same campsite the man was at. I was really sore for some reason too, which didn't help, and before I knew it, there was almost no daylight left. I put on my headlamp and continued on the trail, walking for another hour past sundown before I made it to the camp. The tent that the man had was still there, set up like he never left. Knowing his plans to continue hiking, and just knowing that staying at one camp for several days while backpacking is unusual, I called out, asking if he was okay. There was no response. I walked up a bit closer and said I just wanted to check in on him, but the flap on his tent was partially open and nobody was inside. I felt a lump in my throat, like my body knew something wasn't right. I stood and looked all around, not seeing a single sign of him anywhere, until I saw a glimmer in the distance. There was a faint light sitting still far out in the woods. I began walking up to it, going about 40 yards from the tents before I found the source. It was a headlamp laying on the ground like it had been accidentally left behind, and the light was so dim that it must have been nearly out of batteries. And it was just then that I noticed someone watching me. They were standing not too far, just 10 yards away, and clearly trying to not be seen. I knew in my gut that this wasn't the man from before, but I felt like I had to say or do something.
"Hello? Do you need help?"
They stood still and quiet.
"I'm sorry, I'll leave,"
I said shakily, then hurried back to the tent. Luckily, I hadn't unpacked anything yet, so I put my backpack on and started walking out of the campsite. As I did, the headlamp in the woods turned off. I got away and walked as far as I could, going another 3 miles to the next camp. I reported it as soon as I could as well, and unfortunately, it was just what I thought it was. The man that I had met was missing. There's almost no traces for them to follow, and out in the backcountry, it's nearly impossible to search for anyone. Who that person I saw out there was is likely the biggest unknown that could give us answers as to what happened, though it seems like most of us are aware of the most probable scenario that took place. There's a forest with a bunch of trails and camping spots. A couple years ago, I went back to visit my family for a week and decided to go camping while I was there. The gear I had was very basic, but I wasn't trying to do anything crazy. I just wanted to find a good spot and camp for a night or two. I started on a somewhat random trail and followed it for a while. I knew most of the trails led to a pond that was a few miles into the forest, so I was expecting to end up there. But as I got to mile 5 or 6, I realized it was going to somewhere else. I was actually excited to see where it led to, but after hours of walking, it almost seemed like it was an endless trail leading to nowhere. Eventually, my legs were starting to give out, so I found a small spot on the side of the trail to stake out for the night. It was just about dusk, so I was racing against the sun to get everything set up and to get a campfire going. I only had a few minutes to spare before the whole forest was dark. The campfire lit up a decent distance around, but not enough for me to go out any more than 15 to 20 feet from the camp. I stayed sitting and boiled some water, making tea to calm down for the night. It was hard to tell the time, but an hour probably passed, and it was well into the night already, when I heard someone coming down the trail. I didn't think it was a person at first, like maybe a bear or something, but as they got closer, I could tell that it was definitely a person. I listened as they walked down the trail and their figure became slightly visible in the light. I was just barely too far from the trail to be able to make out anything about them though. All I could see is that it was a tall person with a backpack. They didn't stop or anything. They just walked along the trail and past my campsite. As the sound of their footsteps faded out, I thought it was pretty strange that they weren't carrying a flashlight and were hiking well into the night, From the small amount I could make out, though, having seen a large backpack, I assumed they knew what they were doing, and that's pretty much the last I thought about it. I stayed up by my campfire for another hour, then waited for it to burn out before getting in my tent and trying to sleep. I woke up in the middle of the night, though, having to pee. I tried to hold it in and go back to sleep, but I just couldn't get comfortable after having already woken up. I unzipped the tent and stepped out, walking a good 20 or so feet from my campsite. I did my business, then turned around to go back, but far out on the other side of my tent, I saw something move. The moonlight wasn't nearly enough for me to have gotten a clear sight of it, but something in me knew that it was a person. I slowly walked back to the tent with my eyes wide open, looking all around at the trees surrounding my camp. I then carefully reached in and grabbed my backpack, taking out a flashlight. I turned it on, and it immediately revealed a person standing by the trail. They were tall, looking just like the person I'd seen at the start of the night. Just as quick as I saw them, though, they ran off behind the trees and out of the light, and it was suddenly silent again. I probably sat there for a whole minute with the flashlight before realizing there was nothing I could do other than leave as soon as possible. I packed what I could, only leaving my cheap tent, then started walking toward the trail. Once I got to where I'd last seen them, I only got even more terrified because there were no signs of them anywhere. I didn't know if they were still watching me or even following me. I kept my flashlight on and walked on the trail, shining it all around at the trees as I cautiously made my way back. The sun started coming up halfway through, and I was able to make it back unharmed. When I got home, I looked up the exact trail I took, and from what I saw, it wasn't even an established trail. So maybe it was someone like me, just going on whatever path they saw. But that doesn't explain what happened.
Mr. Monopoly here! Monopoly is back at McDonald's! Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to...
get your bag!
Two ways to peel for a chance to...
get your bag!
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to...
get your bag!
Play Monopoly at McDonald's! Ba-da-ba-ba-ba!
No purchase necessary. See rules at playmcd.com for full details and amoe.playmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
Why were they stalking my camp in the middle of the night? And how long were they there? I think that night was more likely than not supposed to be my last. And the outcome of me leaving when I did was probably the only outcome where I'd get to leave.